Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of this podcast, wherein we talk about all things related to communications, media laws, and ethics. All right, so before we get into stuff, let me introduce myself. My name is Earl Augustine, and I will be your host for this episode. And I will be joined by two of the greatest assets of LaSalle University, two of the most artistic students in LaSalle, actually. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Rhea Namakna and Earl Reyes.
Hello. What's up?
Hi. How are you guys doing today? You first, Earl?
I mean, the weather today is pretty much good. I have been relaxed compared to the previous days that I had this week. Pretty much, that's it. I love the weather today.
Right. Great cozy weather, huh? Yeah. How about you, Ray?
Well, I'm just really pumped up for U month right now. I think I'm almost finished with my exams, and I think I don't want to brag, but I think I will ace it. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Right? Yeah. That's spirits. Good. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Earlier, right? I mean, Drix, you're right. The weather is really nice right now.
It's very, very cool, man. I was able to also focus on my exams, which is a very good thing because the cozy weather is actually helping me to think well. Is the same true with you, Ray?
Yeah, very. In fact, I'm down to my last exam only.
That's great, you guys. That's always a good thing to do. And of course we got the U month coming up, and that's gonna be fun, right? Are you guys gonna be participating in
well,
it?
Well, as the governor of the College of Arts and Sciences, yeah, I think pretty much
right.
I need to.
Alright, so guys, listeners, I'm gonna reintroduce to you our two guests. They are actually the governor and vice governor of the College of Arts and Sciences in this semester, right? Like the whole STEM, and then the STEM after this, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Right, so pretty much the whole academic year. All right, so for today's topic, by the way, we're gonna be talking about one of the forms of defamation, right? And we're gonna be talking about libel. So before we get into that, let me tell our listeners, to those that do not know the definition of defamation, right? So I read up on this website called the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Generally, defamation is a false and unprivileged statement of fault that is harmful to someone's reputation. All right, so it's basically just speaking ill about someone with the intent to harm or to damage their reputation. You know, it could be a public figure, to be a celebrity, somebody important, somebody in the government. You know, it could literally be anybody, like with a job or something, like
a good reputation or something like that.
Yeah, like somebody with a good reputation, exactly. Right. So for our topic today, it's going to be libel, right? So why don't you guys tell our listeners your understanding or like the general concept of libel? So let's start with you, Ray. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, when we talk about like libel, defamation, you know, these things are often like always being in topic with most communication students. And it's because it's a very broad topic, you know. Just talking about defamation itself, you can't just say one point of defamation and not talk about the other things, because, you know, it's really that broad. Anyway, let's like focus on one part of defamation for this afternoon, or you know, whatever like hour you're listening, you are listening to this podcast too. Anyway, libel. So basically, it's just a type of defamation that is, you know, printed or no, I meant published. That's the proper term that's, you know, used
right.
in the old times, and when it first was coined, like in the old days, it was just simply understood as something like that. So, you know,
exactly.
On the other side of the spectrum, it's slander. Well, that is, you know, spoken, but libel is published. But one very confusing part of this is that courts in almost 20 years before and up until now do not use these terms at all. You know, libel nor slander. They just stick with defamation because it's very confusing. For example, what if you like print something, or let's say take a video of yourself defaming someone and publish it on Facebook? Is that called slander or libel? Because, you know, you're speaking, you're talking, and therefore it's speech, but it's published on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, or whatsoever, and does that fall into libel or slander? So that's why courts nowadays would just use defamation, whether it's a combination of both, whether libel or defamation. So I mean, libel or slander. That's how I understood it.
All right. Thank you. How about you, Earl? What are your thoughts about this?
Okay. Like what Ren said, slander and libel are two similar things. They are under the umbrella of defamation. But based on I'm just gonna give our listeners some of my thoughts that was connected to what Rayan said about his example. That is it really slander or libel when you post something online and that post happens to be a video of you dealing societal or personal damage towards somebody? Of course, obviously, we can't deny that it is a form of defamation. But is it really libel, or is it slander? Well, for me, I think based on what I've read recently, libel is something that is tangible. I think this is my argument, though. Like with all due respect to what Rayan said, but to give the listeners of a slice of the pie of my thinking, I think libel, the definition of libel could technically come into consideration when it is printed. Yes, it is published, but it is tangible. So if we speak about libel, it is usually found on papers, it is usually found on books, or a certain letter, or for example, a memorandum, as what I remembered that there is a case in Cebu City wherein I'm not gonna name these officials because I might also get
right,
sued.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You might be sued for defamation too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the irony of the whole thing.
Yeah. We need to be careful on this. So for all you listeners, we should all be careful about what we say. But what happened there was there's a memorandum that was released online by a certain politician, someone who should not be named, that actually breaks the political reputation of the other side of the coin, or the other party. So the courts have technically termed this as libel, because the damage that was inflicted upon to the other side of the party was found in this memorandum. So I think that's just about it. Slander or libel, I think they're all nasty stuff. We shouldn't do that.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, like like how bad is the reason that you have to really destroy somebody's reputation, right? Like, that is just what we could call outrageous, and should we say inhumane in a way? Like, because it's very damaging, and it's bad, and we should not be doing it unless, you know. Should I say unless or something? I don't know. I'm just gonna end it there.
Hey,
I'm just not gonna say anything.
Okay.
Because we might get into trouble. This podcast is gonna end early. It's not going to be a series. It's just going to be one episode, if that's going to be the case. All right, guys. Once again, thank you for coming on to the show and sharing your thoughts about libel. And I'm pretty sure our listeners have learned so much about it. And once again, I'm Earl Agustin, and I have been your host for this podcast. And I acknowledge our listeners for coming into the show as well, and you know, taking part in this short podcast. All right, thank you very much for listening, you guys, and stay tuned for more podcasts talking about communications, media laws, and ethics only here on ERE.